Chapter 2. Who am I really? Morning already? Thought Chase as he rubbed his eyes and rose to face another day. He sat quietly for what seemed hours, watching as the bright morning sun chased away the last shadows of night. The cool morning air was always so refreshing. This morning it seemed even more so, as it was just what he needed after a grueling day of battle he had just experienced yesterday. The hard life of a soldier takes its toll on a man's body as well as his spirit. Every facet of your life is affected by the cruelty you are faced with each day. Chase let his thoughts wander as he sat there quietly. This life he lived was such a contrast anymore. On the outside, he was a man looked up to, literally feared by those under his authority. Those above him, though, seemed totally satisfied with the methods he used to accomplish his requirements as an officer. He had become such a powerful force in their eyes, yet his view of himself was quite different. He had always done his best, excelling where he could, digging deeper, pushing harder than others when he had to. Lately, though, he felt such a pull from the inside, an awareness that this was not what life was truly all about. Each brutal success brought with it a greater sense of cruel emptiness. Chase's thoughts raced back and forth as this conflict raged inside of him. His mind was jolted back to reality when he heard the sound of voices at the door. Rising slowly, he prepared his mind for the day ahead and all it held in store. As his hand reached to open the door, it opened as if on its own. And there stood Jason, his longtime friend and now assistant. "Can I get you coffee, sir?" Jason quipped with a childlike smile. Chase responded with a quick, "Yes, I could sure use that this morning." Jason just kind of stood there smiling while Chase raised one eye. "What's up?" he thought. "Why is he looking at me this way?" Jason grinned and pointed at his own cheek near his mouth. Instinctively, Chase's hand reached out for his own mouth, and he shook his head in embarrassment as he felt the dry drool that had crusted in the corner of his mouth. With a quick shove and a smile, he sent Jason on his way, commenting how this better not end up as a joke amongst the soldiers. Jason didn't even look back as he laughed and hollered, "Now would I do that, sir?" Chase mused to himself how many times this friend had saved him from himself and sheer embarrassment over the years. He walked on through the door, with that thought still on his mind and likely clearly displayed on his face. He almost knocked someone over as he did. Looking up, his smile quickly faded. It was Clyde. This face could steal the joy at any moment. His heart was truly cold as ice. He gave intimidation new meaning. Clyde glared at Chase and said, "Do you ever watch where you're walking?" Looking straight into Chase's eyes, as if ripping at his heart, he said, "You're not the same anymore, are you? What has happened to you?" He went on for what seemed like hours, telling him, as always, how their job was to be strong and unapproachable, cruel when needed, never ever seen as weak or soft. They needed to be as close to inhuman as possible, and there was no room for smiling, crying, or feeling anything if they were to succeed in their role. Clyde and Chase, you see, had come up through the ranks, as it were, together, always pushing each other to be more intense than ever, sometimes even causing Chase to totally forget who he was, only focus on becoming more of what those around him wanted him to be. They both now held the same position of leadership, were equal in authority and responsibility. Lately, though, each had taken a different route and different stands. Clyde never let Chase doubt for a second what he thought of his new choices, even more lately. Clyde looked deep into Chase's eyes as if trying to read his mind, and he said, "Do you ever want to lead anymore? Have you lost your nerve?" Chase glanced back as they parted ways, wondering, "Is he right? Can I do this job anymore?" The words, "What has happened to you?" rang in his ear, burrowed deep into his heart. From deep inside, he heard those words again, but this time more pleading than condemning. "What has happened to you?" Where was this voice coming from? It was as if a distant, almost lost past was reminding him of who he used to be. Should he even consider it worth listening to? Or was this powerful, controlling person he had become the right way to be? It seemed daily he struggled with those thoughts. He hoped that it wasn't as clear to his superiors as it was to Clyde. Around the corner, coffee in one hand, pastry in the other, and the forever goofy smile on his face came Jason. He stopped short as he sensed the pain in Chase's face. This was not the man he had left only moments before. What had happened, he thought. He had seen this so often lately and knew there was a great battle that raged within his master's heart. Unlike Clyde, he would constantly tell Chase what great changes he had made. Jason had observed firsthand the outward changes affected by this inner transforming pull. But who was he to counsel his master? In fact, as he told him how much he appreciated the new man he saw coming out in Chase, uneasiness arose within his own heart. He owed this man so much and would do anything for him. He loved his job of catering to his every need. He was able to live out daily his heartfelt appreciation for this great and powerful man he'd come to work for and become friends with. Jason's heart also broke as he watched the battle rage, also grew to fear for his boss. Handing him his coffee and his pastry, they both let smiles creep back onto their faces. If but for the briefest of moments, they just enjoyed the friendship that was theirs. The world and its problems seemed to gently fade away. Yet the burning question would soon return, still unanswered. What was in store for Chase? What was to become of this man living two distinctively different lives? Life is only what you make it. What you grab for is what you get. Isn't that what we've been told? Is it the truth or a bill of goods we're sold? You fight and claw up life's never-ending ladder, but you find no joy. In fact, you're even sadder. Now you're watching out for number one, so why are you unhappy when the day is done? Prove yourself again today. You'll still end up where you start. You always try to act their way. Yes, you always play the part. But with each passing test, there's another one's left to do. You've grown so weary of this life, you know it's not for you. Yet is what you have been taught, it's the prize we all have sought. To seek the world's acceptance, to look good in their eyes. Yet do we ever get it, or are we just reaching for the skies? As doubt begins to grow, you find you can't resist the feeling there inside you which continues to persist. For in this life there's ever-changing. Your eyes begin to see. Things you have been taught aren't the way things ought to be. You find you're only happy when deep within you look, no longer to conform. You're not living by their book. Other people's good has become your strong desire. Where there was only coldness, you begin to feel a fire. This fire flares up inside you, maybe only now and then. Still as it passes, your mind remembers when. The battle didn't rage, and the world couldn't see the difference in the life you live and the way it was meant to be. Once you thought you knew all there was to know, now you're not so sure, and it's begun to show. Those who once thought you to be so brave and strong now avoid your company. So are you right or wrong? Is it really for this world that a man's supposed to live? Is it for you or others that your time was meant to give? Is all the truth that you've ever known, yes, all that you've been taught, is it of any value? Or is all you learned worth naught? Can one really gain a life by giving it away? Is there really such a path as this? Did we all just go astray? My eyes have begun to open. My heart has begun to lead. I want to live no more for me, but for what others need.